Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. There's something happening in that just took place in Congress, and it's an important issue that we want to talk about. And when I'm thinking about tax issues and making sure planning that for whatever comes after you stop working and estates and all that stuff, I go to Todd Sivia, of course, a great friend of mine and of this show. He's a sponsor of the Annie Fry Show. He's an attorney. He's the owner of Sivia Law. You can go to SiviaLaw.com to learn more. But there's been a lot of talk. I even gotten a back and forth, Todd, on Twitter regarding the Social Security Fairness Act. So this is something new that took place, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Effective January 5th, Biden signed a law, mm-hmm. And it's called the Social Security Fairness Act. For years upon years, if you drew a pension, so if you're a state or federal worker, you wouldn't qualify for Social Security, or you'd get a very minimal amount in your Social Security benefits. And so you couldn't get Social Security and the pension. It was either or. And based upon this new act, it has changed that. So now any government worker, whether it's a teacher, firefighter, police officer, judges, and things of that sort, those individuals now can get the full vesting of what their Social Security would have been.
So I want to pull it back a little bit. Yeah. Brad and Ryan are way smarter than I am. I'll just admit it right there. Go ahead, Ethan, clip that. And I think that it's a worthy discussion to just talk about, like, how does Social Security actually work to begin with? So maybe they understand this, but I want to know, like, I've been paying into Social Security forever. I worked at PK's in Edwardsville. It was my first job, making $3 an hour bussing tables.
Yep.
And there was a Social Security line that would come out of my paycheck when I was doing that. Of course, it still is the case here. I've never worked for the government. I've never had a public service job.
Yep.
I've been paying into it. Do I just turn a certain age and get a very specific amount that everybody gets, or is it based on how much I've put in?
It's based.
Go ahead and answer that.
Shush.
But, okay.
Shush.
Okay.
Shush.
Todd, you're here. Why don't you go ahead?
So basically,
should have had the laugh track there.
As you accrue it over a certain period of time, and it's based upon your age. So there are certain age markers.
Are we 67?
Yeah,
are
I
we
think
70?
We're 67.
Okay.
So, you know, and as you get older, when you hit that magical time period, you have a choice. You can take that money at that point in time and start collecting that benefit. But if we go way, way back, you know, the 1930s, when this was first established, you know, the people that were going to take Social Security was going to be very, very few people.
Yeah.
You know, people did not live to age 65. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one thought that, you know, I think it was like, I saw a statistic, it was like 1 in 40 people would actually claim that.
Wow.
You know, and now we're down to, you know, 1 in 2, you know, it's supporting for every one employee that's working, for every four people that are working, it supports one person.
Whew.
So,
because the money going in right now is being immediately taken out to pay for people. It's not like the money that's coming out of my paycheck is going in an Annie Fry account for Annie Fry's retirement down the line.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. Everybody, have lots of babies right now. Gonna need it.
And that there's always a risk of, you know, I mean, that's one of the problems with Social Security is, you know, is it will go defunct. But, you know, that's politicians. Sure. Let them deal with that issue.
So we're speaking with Todd Sivia here in studio, SiviaLaw.com, if you want to learn more and work with him. He's in Missouri and Illinois. So what I hear you saying is, if Ryan Wiggins and his lucrative career puts in more into Social Security than I do, he's going to get more out of Social Security than I do?
There's a certain dollar amount. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, that they've figured out that's what you're going to get. You may not ever take as much money as you put in.
But
supposed to be investing in it.
But politicians.
Yeah. Politicians.
We'll go back to that. So
that's why you're here, Annie.
Yeah, exactly. Just to rattle cages. So now that we find out with this Social Security Fairness Act that people who have paid into the Social Security system and are receiving a pension are going to be able to benefit from both. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it's retroactive to 2024.
What if you've never paid into Social Security? What if your first job was a public service job?
So if you don't have anything in the system, then you don't get anything.
So this isn't if you never worked until you got your first job as a teacher or a police officer or mayor or something, if you never worked and had Social Security taken out of your paycheck, you're not now going to get Social Security.
Correct.
So you're telling me, Todd, that the only people who are now able to draw from Social Security are people who had prior to public service or post public service had money taken out of their check.
Absolutely.
And put into the Social Security system.
Yeah. Yeah. And before the break, we were kind of chatting. You know, my wife is a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked for, I think, 20 years.
Man, you fit right in here. We're all married to teachers. We only allow guests that are married to teachers.
There you go. And she would have received that public benefit. You know, with teacher retirement and things of that sort, she would have been disqualified for Social Security. You know, she got out of the public schools. She's now in private. So she's been paying in for the past 10 years into the Social Security, and she would not have received any kind of benefit associated with it.
See, this has been such a political... People have reacted to this so politically. I believe Republicans voted for this and Democrats.
Yeah,
I think
it was
a very bipartisan bill. And it's kind of... It's like everything, which is politics. It's just marketing. Do you want people to be mad today? All right, let's just say it this way.
Yeah.
My husband is one of those people, too. He's technically a second career teacher. He got a degree with me in TV radio, and that worked out. So now he is a very successful teacher. But he worked in the TV radio industry, and then he worked teaching for 4 years in private school. And it wasn't until he was in his 30s till he was working in the public school system. And I'm telling you what, like, all through college and everything, he was working two and three jobs, and that money was going into Social Security. And the day he qualified for a public pension, everything he invested into Social Security was no longer accessible to him.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't seem fair to me.
Yeah, I mean, most teachers I meet with, and you know, they only get like $400 or $500 for Social Security. Now their pensions are you know, pretty nice
until they run out. But go on.
Well, but but you know, there's always this back and forth of, you know, a lot of times you can claim your spouse's Social Security too. Well, that was also covered in the Windfall Act. So that is eliminated too. So you're not gonna, if a spouse dies,
yeah,
you're going to benefit from it.
So, Todd, I want to ask you about the other end of this, because it's never just simply cut and dry, like this is all good or this is all bad. What are the major detractions from the Social Security's Fairness Act? What are people pushing back on right now after this has taken place? Anything that you can speak to about the problems that might come from it?
Well, figuring out when to claim Social Security is always is going to be something to be knowledgeable about. You know, that you now have this benefit. But two, if you did claim Social Security and you are on Social Security and you're a teacher, firefighter, or anybody else like that, you will be receiving a big check, and be ready for it. So, you know, you've got all of 2024's money accrued that is going to drop into your account, and that's all taxable income. So it's going to be a kind of a surprise. Oh, oops. Yeah, that's great that I'm getting this, but this year, be ready for it because it's going to, it will throw things off from a tax perspective. So, you know, just be ready. Watch your required minimum distributions, which are required after a certain age from pulling out of IRAs and things of that sort. Minimize your income.
Todd, you know, I talk a lot about how you've helped my family. We got our trust established. You've worked with other family members that I have, and they all rave about their experience of working with you. It is January. People, I got my W-2 email, like, this is in, and I'm always trying to get that done. The second I have all the documents, I want to file.
Yeah.
What is your advice to people right now who, anything new in 2025 filing taxes right now for those 2024 taxes that you want to make sure people are aware of?
For employers, this is a if you own a business or anything else like that, it's a good time to look and see if you want to offer 401ks or retirement plans. There is a great tax credit that's available to those individuals. It is dollar for dollar match on any kind of expense that you may have, up to $5,000, plus any contributions that the employer is giving. You get a dollar for dollar match up to $1,000 per employee. So that was a kind of that's been one not a lot of people know about. How much
when you go through and you're planning out your trust, or you know your powers of attorney and everything that go along with that, when you're putting things into an estate and getting that all lined up, which is what you were an expert at, Todd, how much of what you do for people is based on tax implication?
Oh.
Is it like all of it?
There's a lot. I mean, we're dealing with issues, you know, whether we're talking about in Illinois, the estate tax, you know, it's a lower amount. It's $4 million. So I'm dealing with that. But the traditional view of IRAs and how you have beneficiaries set up for that is, you know, that's all tax implications as well.
You ever get a hold of somebody's plan, estate? Maybe they had something. I bet you deal with a lot of people who had something put together like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, probably super out of date. Maybe that's better than nothing. Do you ever get a hold of something and then at the end you've like saved them just a boatload of money?
Oh, all the time. All the time. I mean, because just setting up beneficiaries and knowing which beneficiaries to set it up for example, minors. I mean, if I, you know, with some preparation, so I got to give that caveat, but with some preparation, giving minors part of your IRA on either the first to die or the second to die, I mean, they're tax-free up to $12,500. So, you know, I'm saving, you know, at least anywhere between, you know, just in for to deal with a minor, that's $4,000.
Yeah.
You know, that's 1 year. And if we do that across multiple years, we're, you know, the savings and taxes is astronomical if you kind of run.
Very cumulative.
Yeah. If you run pencil to paper of what you can do and think about, and a lot of people don't really think about it, or you can just not plan and give it to your kids, and all of a sudden they get this time bomb, i.e. your 401ks. You know, we're talking about retirement accounts and things like that, and Social Security. All that can drop into one of your kids, and it'll throw them into the 30% tax bracket.
Real quick before we let you go, we're speaking with Todd Sivia of Sivia Law, SiviaLaw.com. What about those people that you talked about? Okay, so mom and dad didn't plan accordingly, but they passed away.
Yep.
Now you're the kid, and you're like, oh my gosh,
right?
This is a ton of money, but I don't know what to do. Do you talk to those people?
Oh yeah, all the time. You know, because educating them on how do you take that money and be efficient with it, making sure that it's in a tax per. You know, you're thinking it from a tax perspective. You know, it's very, very key.
One of the other things that Todd works with is you've got your real estate license. You understand property and all of that stuff. I really encourage you, if you're listening right now and you have questions, if you want to know more information, to contact Todd. He's wonderful. I personally am a client of his. Family members of mine are clients of his. He's a whiz when it comes to these types of things. But I'm really glad that we talked about that Social Security Securities Fairness Act that was just signed into law, bipartisan, signed by Joe Biden. And it is political. Have you heard about that, Ryan? Did you know about it?
I didn't know anything about that.
Your microphone.
I didn't know anything about it.
Really?
No, I've not even heard of it.
Has your wife... She's always been a private educator. So I
No, she actually started in public.
So this would probably affect her.
Yeah.
And your wife is a public educator.
Always public.
But she probably has had a paycheck before she paid into Social Security.
Even for myself, I was a substitute teacher for a while in the public school system, and I paid into TRS.
Yeah.
When I was doing that, not Social Security. At least I don't think I was paying into Social Security. And I had jobs before that and jobs after that, so this affects me, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's small, you can get out of it, but you know.
Is there a way that people can take this? Is there a way that people can take advantage of what was just done right now to screw the taxpayer?
Oh, well, I mean, it covers anybody that has a large pension. You know, you look at somebody that has multiple pensions that are making $200,000 or $300,000 a year.
Now they're going to get Social Security,
and now they get Social Security on top of that.
But just to reiterate, though, they only get the Social Security value that they paid into.
Correct. It's based upon that, based upon, you know, the number of credits and it's 40 credits. So it's 10 years worth of work.
I really feel like the concern that I have as a taxpayer here is the taxpayer dollar, the size of the pensions that they're getting, more than if you paid X into Social Security, you should be qualified to take X out of Social Security. Right. And if people are like, but they're getting massive pensions, well, then let's talk about the taxpayer-funded pensions that they're getting, as opposed to, as a tax-paying citizen, if I pay into something, I think I should be able to get that out of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So maybe there is a problem here, but I don't think that the Social Security's Fairness Act is necessarily the problem. It might be the overly bloated and multiple taxpayer-funded pensions that exist.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you asked him, because the whole time I'm going, well, there's got to be like an other side to this.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's it. That is the other side, is that, well, if you have a big pension, but it's still just what you paid in.
Right.
And like, if you want to, there are people who are complaining about exactly what Todd was saying, that if you, these people are getting six-figure pensions times two or three because they've been in all of these different places, and now they're going to get Social Security too. Well, stop for a minute. Do you want, the problem here is not the money that got taken out of someone's paycheck and put into Social Security. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, because there are a lot of people like Todd, like you said, your wife, your wife, Ryan, your wife, probably Brad, mm-hmm. my husband, all have paid into this. And there are no six-figure pensions coming our way.
No.
No.
In fact, it would be fiscally punitive. So it's a convenient thing for me, for people on the right, to shake their fist at the sky about how terrible it is that they're going to pull Social Security too on top of their pensions. Whine and moan about the pensions. That's the problem.
Well, and I don't think it's based upon what I saw, it's really not. It won't be a big hit to the Social Security. Mm-hmm. It'll be a hit, but it's not going to reduce it by 15 years of what the pension fund has. But it. You know, we're talking about maybe 6 months to 2 years or something along those lines, where it's impacting the viability of Social Security. So it's not like this, you know, is going to impact a lot of people
bankrupt the system.
Bankrupt the system that's already
bankrupt.
It's already bankrupt. It's already bankrupt.
Yeah.
Everybody,
listen,
stick your finger in the pie.
It's only ever been Social Security for us, and we've always known we're screwed. So welcome to the club, folks. All right. Todd Sivia, thank you for being here with us.
Not a problem.
Great information. I've had conversations about the Social Security's Fairness Act with people. I'm so glad we could get some clarity for that today.
Yeah.
Check them out at civialaw.com. You can call them directly at 833-995-WILL. A very smart move on your part. I say that as a client myself. And we're so glad to have him be a friend of the Annie Fry Show. Quick break when we come back. Ryan Wiggins improves this hour even more with Wiggins America.
Darn right.
We'll be right back.